USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. A mercenary group is reportedly marching towards Moscow and gaining ground. The leader of the Wagner group says Russia bombed their soldiers who were hired to help fight the war in Ukraine. Yevgeny Prigozhin says his troops have seized control of a major Russian city near its southern border with Ukraine. Former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, calls it a big threat to Putin.
He doesn't know where the loyalties are going to be. He doesn't know if his troops are going to be loyal.
In a televised address, President Putin vowed to crush the Wagner group. There are still many unanswered questions about the Titanic sub-disaster.
Investigators continue to search for clues as to what caused the catastrophic implosion that killed all five men on that sub. Correspondent Tom Costello says it's still up for debate whether any further recovery efforts will be made.
If they decide to go forward with that, who would pay for that? Would the taxpayers pay for it? Or would some of the families, these very wealthy families that were involved, whose they lost loved ones, should they be involved in picking up the tab?
Laura Winters reporting, the Coast Guard says a top-secret military acoustic detection system heard what the U.S. Navy suspects was the implosion of the Titan submersible. House Speaker McCarthy is backing the effort to expunge both of former President Trump's impeachments.
He said Trump's behavior didn't necessarily deserve the punishment and said he'd like to take it out of historical record. He said as he left the Capitol today for holiday recess that one impeachment was not based on true facts and the other was on the basis of no due process. He noted that such a resolution needs to go through the committee process first. I'm Dave Collins.
Republican presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to tour the southern border on Sunday night. He'll announce his border policy at an event in Eagle Pass, Texas on Monday, his first platform since announcing his bid for the White House next year. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
President Biden is facing increasing pressure to take out Chinese assets in Cuba, which some see as a national security risk. Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas, head of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says China having a spy base on the island would pose a threat to America.
There are ways we could create a clandestine way to shut it down.
Earlier this month, it was confirmed there's construction of a military training facility in Cuba, which would allow the Chinese Communist Party to permanently station troops about 100 miles from Florida's coast. A major fentanyl trafficking operation in New York has been taken down. Indictments have been unsealed accusing three Chinese-based companies and their employees of trafficking chemicals used to make fentanyl. The DEA intercepted more than 440 pounds of fentanyl precursors, which could produce more than 370 million deadly doses. The number of pedestrian deaths in the U.S. is at its highest level in over 40 years. Here's Brad Siegel.
According to a new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Administration, over 7,500 pedestrians were killed in traffic accidents last year. Data from the report shows a 77% increase in pedestrian deaths between 2010 and 2021. In particular, Arizona, Oregon, and Virginia had large increases in pedestrian fatalities last year. The organization also found the increase in fatalities has in part been the result of more drivers choosing larger and heavier vehicles, which reduces the chances of someone surviving being hit by a vehicle.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.